A US military aircraft touches down in Poland near the border with Ukraine. On board, a few dozen elite US troops and equipment. The initial contingent of around 1,700 US soldiers ordered to head to Europe because NATO countries fear a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Deployment of elements of the 82nd Airborne Division are here to enhance the readiness, interoperability across all domains with our Polish allies, and if necessary, defend any portion of NATO.
Satellite pictures supplied by a private US company have been published, which are said to show the latest Russian troop buildup in Belarus, Ukraine's neighbor and Russia's ally. The Russian military buildup includes nuclear-capable bomber patrols, part of Moscow's huge joint exercise with Belarus called Operation Resolve. The Kremlin says 11 days of war games starting on Thursday are aimed at training to repel an attack on Russia's southern borders. The White House National Security Advisor said negotiations with Russia were still an option, but time is running out.
We believe that there is a very distinct possibility that Vladimir Putin will order an attack on Ukraine. It could take a number of different forms. It could happen as soon as tomorrow, or it could take some weeks yet.
There was a different, milder tone from the Ukrainian government. Ukraine's foreign minister tweeted, "Do not believe the apocalyptic predictions. Different capitals have different scenarios, but Ukraine is ready for any development. Today, Ukraine has a strong army, unprecedented international support, and Ukrainians' faith in their country. This enemy should be afraid of us, not us afraid of them." Another example of Kiev's cautious attempt at toning down the language of its Western backers after President Volodymyr Zelensky told his US-led allies last week to take a breath and calm down. Russia still maintains it has no intention of invading Ukraine, but of course if it did, that would be the second invasion in recent years because of its annexation of Crimea in 2014. After weeks of negotiations between NATO countries and Russia, there has been no significant outcome to those talks. The French and the German leaders are heading to Moscow and Kiev in the coming days. The space for a negotiated settlement to this crisis is small, but it still exists. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Svetohirsk, Eastern Ukraine.